This morning, our special guest host is Clinton Niehaus. He's an educator and naturalist with the Friends of the Saxon Bog and Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory. And if I have my intel correct, he's joining us live from Hawk Ridge. Hi, Clint. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Your intel is correct.
Yay!
Up at the ridge this morning, yeah.
So now, of course, you've arranged to have a hawk fly in low and so that we can hear the swoop of wings and a call and... excellent plan. So Laura mentioned on her show the other day that things have been hopping this week at Hawk Ridge. Tell us more.
Yeah. It's really been a special week. When Laura mentioned all of the birds she had on that day, yesterday was probably even a bigger day. It was just about as good as I remember my biggest day that I've seen songbird-wise, which was, I think, 2 years ago, the first day of the season. But, yesterday we broke at least one record, probably two records, with bird count. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers, we sort of demolished the old record there by almost 150 birds, which was really cool. Lots and lots of warblers. I think, if memory serves from what I've seen of the numbers, I think we had over 10,000, probably approaching somewhere around 15,000 warblers yesterday, which is a pretty nuts day. I mean, it's still going on right now. As I'm talking to you, there's kinglets flying by and there's flocks of robins that are moving. And so it's been really, really nice. And that's sort of a product of the weather here. We can have some really, really amazing days because the days previous have been really, really poor. And that's what sort of has happened the last couple of days, which has been really nice, and hopefully we can get a little more of that to come. Like I said, I'm up at the ridge now, and we're facing a really nice north wind, a little bit out of the west, which should just stir up more activity today. So it should be another exciting day up at the ridge.
Well, we've got a beautiful day in the forecast for today and for tomorrow. Let me check. And all right, north winds, it says, for today.
Yep.
For tomorrow, it says south winds, though, and then gusty out of the south. So tomorrow, maybe not as good a day?
Yeah. So typically, when we're thinking of weather, when we're thinking of the wind and what that does with bird flights, usually north, northwest, and west are good winds. However, depending on the speed of that south wind, we could still have pretty decent flights. Typically in a south wind, especially if it's going to be a little warmer, we tend to get strong flights of peregrine falcons. And this is sort of what we're waiting for. We're waiting for some little winds like this so we can get sort of an uptick in our peregrine flight. A couple days ago, we had some really nice winds, and I think we almost had a dozen peregrines come through, which is a really nice day for peregrine falcons. It might not seem like a ton of them, but it's a really nice day. And if it is a nice lower south wind, we might have some movement out of bald eagles, especially. They tend to fly a little better on a day from the south, even if it looks like nothing else is going to be flying. So not all is lost, even if the wind isn't quite how we would like it.
All right. Well, it says south wind 5 to 10 with gusts up to 20 miles in the afternoon. Sunday does not look like a good birding day, in the sense that it's looking like rain showers on and off all day and southeasterly winds.
Yeah.
So Sunday,
yeah, so
maybe
that,
not.
Maybe not. But the nice thing about that, though, is it gives us a little prediction of what might happen next. So the wind is important, but also, you know, weather like rain is important. Typically on the front edge of that front that's coming through, you'll get birds sort of moving out. So moving out in front of the storm. And then typically what you're going to get is birds coming in behind that front. And so we saw a little bit of that, I think, 2 or 3 days ago. If you're able to go back and track the radar backwards a couple of days, which on NOAA, on the National Weather Service, their webpage, you can do that. You can track birds or the flight and the weather backwards. You can see that on the front side of a storm, there's a ton of birds moving at night. And typically then on the backside, you're going to get some good movement that next day too. So perhaps if that's the schedule for Sunday, that next day might be even better. So Monday could be an even better day.
Well, isn't that an excellent idea anyway, to just go ahead and make arrangements to take Monday off now?
Yeah, absolutely.
And extend that weekend just a little bit. And you'll have to say, well, you know, Clint was up at Hawk Ridge and he said it's going to be a good day on Monday. So I got to take Monday off. Sorry. See you Tuesday.
You got to do what you got to do, for sure.
I like it. Well, Clint, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to talking with you again next week as our special guest host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on 103.3 KUMD.